From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A warning from Turkey about the latest Syrian ceasefire. Turkey is warning that violations of the ceasefire in Syria could jeopardize peace talks planned for later this month. Russia and Turkey, which support opposing sides in the conflict, brokered the nationwide halt in fighting last week, building on their efforts to arrange the peace negotiations to be held in Astana, Kazakhstan. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu told the state-run Anadolu news agency Wednesday that he said if we cannot stop the increasing violations, the Astana process could fail. He blamed pro-government fighters, including the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant groups, for violating the ceasefire. Cavusoglu also said Russian officials were due to visit Turkey next week to discuss the framework for the peace talks. Syria's main rebel groups have cited government violations of the truce in their decision to suspend participation in the peace talk process. An Israeli soldier who shot dead a wounded Palestinian assailant as he lay on the ground posing no apparent threat was convicted of manslaughter Wednesday after a trial that deeply divided Israel. The soldier, Elor Azaria, had been on trial in a military court since May, with right-wing politicians defending him despite top army brass harshly condemning his actions. Sentencing is expected at a later date. He faces up to 20 years in prison. Judge Colonel Maya Heller spent more than 2.5 hours reading out the decision, sharply criticizing the arguments of Azaria's lawyers. On behalf of the panel, Heller said there was no reason for Azaria to open fire since the Palestinian was posing no threat. She called Azaria's testimony evolving and evasive. This is VOA.